CJAM Q88.9 FM. I'm Maureen, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did see a movie this week. Yay! I had said I would absolutely be sure to see one, and mm-hmm. I did.
Oh, great.
And it was the movie called Alita Battle Angel,
mm-hmm.
which is playing, as it turns out, is playing only in 3D.
Oh, okay.
But very unusually, not only is it only in 3D, but one is there's showings in French 3D and showings in English 3D.
Okay.
And it's the English 3D that we don't see very much of around
no.
here. So that was the one that I said, oh, I really would like to see this because it's 3D and I happen to quite enjoy 3D. And my husband wanted to see it as well, so mm-hmm. so we were fine. What can I say about Alita? I can say I really didn't enjoy it.
Okay, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad. And as I say, as someone who goes out of their way to find 3D mm-hmm. movies, and this one came or comes with an outstanding pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
It's directed by Robert Rodriguez of kind of Sin City fame. He's a really well-known director who often indulges in very violent things. And written by James Cameron from Titanic and Avatar and countless other huge grossing movies, and also by this Robert Rodriguez and another a woman, Leta Kalogridis. I don't know anything about her. Anyway, it's sci-fi, and it's I think from what I gather, it's based on a manga comic, sort of Asian comics. So the story concerns a cyborg, kind of a not a total person, not a total human being, but part human being and part mechanical.
Okay.
Which is kind of what almost everybody in the movie has, at least some mechanical parts. Alita happens to have more than others, but she is special. I can quickly read. It says, she awakens with no memory of who she is in a future world she does not recognize, but she's taken in by Dr. Ido, who's played very well by a fine actor named Christoph Waltz. And he's a compassionate doctor who realizes that somewhere in this abandoned cyborg shell is the heart and soul of a young woman with an extraordinary past. It takes place in the 26th century, and the world is just a really horrible place to be in. It's something called the Fall has transpired, and there are cities that are sort of in the sky,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the very privileged, the very wealthy people live. But down below, the way the people in the city interact with the people on Earth is basically they throw their garbage down the out of the city, and it lands on Earth. So it's a dumping ground for the privileged. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like this is how some people see the world, basically, mm-hmm. is in those terms. But this goes past that. So Alita had been, in fact, she was, or her cyborg shell, as they say, had been tossed out of the city and ended up in the dump. And Dr. Ido found part of her. And this is what he does for a living, is basically he puts, he repairs and replaces cyborg bits. So he has a thriving practice because, as I said, almost everybody has some mechanical parts to themselves, mm-hmm. arms, legs, everything. Anyway, so she's fortunate enough to sort of end up in his lap, and he brings her to life, and kind of models her after his daughter, who is not in the picture anymore, and her name was Alita. Hence, she becomes Alita. The movie looks at how she finds out who she really is. It turns out that her past, which she knows, she remembers virtually nothing of, but it comes back once in a while. And she was kind of a battle angel. She has some very, very special warrior skills that allow her to excel in the on Earth, on the planet, where they have very they're kind of like roller derbies, but but much, much, much more violent.
Okay.
Anyway, so she becomes she gets involved in that. She gets involved in a number of other kind of really dangerous things. And her father, Dr. Ito, is, of course, not very happy about this. But eventually everybody kind of recognizes that she is special.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she could be, as they say in the review here, she could be the key to saving her friends, her family, and the world she's grown to love. I must admit, I found it so violent, so hugely violent, that I was just kind of turned off. And I thought, if I'm going to watch 3D movies, I would like to see more than violence. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, as there was in Avatar, for example, some real beauty. And this movie had none of that. But it's likely that people going to see the movie aren't looking for beauty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And according to Rotten Tomatoes, the critics were not delighted. 59% approval, which is really pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Not as low as some of these others we've seen recently, but still pretty low. But on the opposite side, the audience score, 94% liked it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I felt like I was, among the 6% who said, I'm not so sure. But I am pretty sure that the demographic for this movie is not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's much, much younger folks. And I guess they're attuned to this kind of violence. I kept thinking it's unfortunate that we are attuned to this kind of violence.
Because, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
It's ultra violence.
Not exactly a good sign.
No. And yet everybody said, oh, yay. And in the movie, the crowd was absolutely on her side, because she's such the ultimate warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going over big with the audience, the real audiences, mm-hmm. who are I guess loving it.
Mm.
I didn't love it, but you may, especially if you like 3D movies, you might enjoy it. The illusion of depth is kind of fun. But anyway, again, what it says here is this, the battle angel story struggles to keep up with its special effects, which are, of course, remarkable. But fans of futuristic sci-fi action, which is a very good way to describe it, futuristic sci-fi action, may still find themselves more than sufficiently entertained.
Mm.
It's more than, it's a little bit more than 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have left early, but I didn't. And there is clearly a sequel coming. There is Alita Battle Angel Part 2 coming mm-hmm. up, because that's how the movie was left, is that this is not over. So maybe I will end up seeing the next one as well, but I kind of hope not. Meanwhile, at the Maison de Cinema, we have movies that are still there in English, besides the one that I just mentioned, the one that I've seen. The one that, the revenge movie, the Liam Neeson revenge movie called Cold Pursuit,
mm-hmm.
still there in both languages. A horror movie sequel, which I think is kind of a funny horror movie, or at least has moments of fun, is Happy Death Day to You. It's still there. And the movie which I almost saw but didn't is called Isn't It Romantic, featuring Rebel Wilson as a woman who hits her head and wakes up in a rom-com world.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this looks cute. And I think I'm just in a mood for cute these days. And the other movie, which is still playing there, I just have to check and make sure that indeed it is in both languages. Yep, it is The Lego Movie 2. So the second part of the Lego Movie from a few years ago, which was a huge success,
mm-hmm.
and both critically odd, and the audiences loved it too. So this is the second part, and it's doing very, very well with audiences. It's even doing well with critics. Again, mm-hmm. most critics are finding something to like in there. And the showings are, if you would like to watch it. Oh, sorry, no, it was to say French 3D, but they're both. What's happening now is they're both French and English are not 3D.
Okay.
They're 2D. So you don't have the option of watching it in 3D anymore, mm-hmm. which is probably too bad. So afternoon showings of that movie are available. And I may even go see that one because I just think I would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
That or Isn't It Romantic, which I'm sure I will enjoy, but I think it's a kind of a fluff. Mm-hmm. Fluff plus.
Oh, fluff plus is good.
Yeah, good for me, especially when I'm feeling like bleh, which I'm mm-hmm. feeling these days. Okay, so let's have a look quickly at the upcoming movies. Two English movies starting on February 22nd, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is the one that I may well see, but again, it's a little on the lightweight side, but that's okay. It's called How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. So How to Train Your Dragon, the first movie, came out a number of years ago, and people loved it because it's really cute, mm-hmm. and it features adorable dragons. And the lead actor is Canadian. So what could be better?
Mm-hmm.
Another film that's opening again on February 22nd is called Arctic with Mads Mikkelsen, who's a wonderful Scandinavian actor. You've seen him in many things, but the name may not mean anything. And this looks like a really good quality film about a man who I believe is marooned in the Arctic, and he learns to survive. Mm-hmm. I think I read that it was originally supposed to be marooned on the moon or somewhere, but they said, oh well, let's bring it closer to home, so they put him in the Arctic, and he has to learn to get by. Anyway, mm-hmm. good reviews, pre-reviews, I guess. So that's coming on Friday. The dragon movie, let's give a quick look at that. That's again Friday. And more about that, as I said, it's an hour and three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the few movies that is not a good 2 hours plus.
Exactly.
Which is kind of nice, because mm-hmm. after a while, this is too mm-hmm. much of a good thing. So that's that is opening very soon. And on How to Train Your Dragon on Rotten Tomatoes gets a 94%.
Wow.
from the critics. So I think everybody is just finding it really kind of adorable, mm-hmm. and has a good message, mm-hmm. about not about being a dragon, but about being a person and mm-hmm. a good person. So that's what's coming down the pike, and that will certainly be. Let's see what we have here. Going a little further into it. It's the critics who like it so much, and the audience loves it. So you have 94% from the critics, and it's the third in the sequence of the How to Train Your Dragon
okay.
films. And this one says, the rare trilogy capper that really works. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World brings its saga to a visually dazzling and emotionally affecting conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds good.
Good.
So 94% of the critics enjoyed it, and 98% of audience people, who were polled want to see it.
Good.
So
mm-hmm.
there you go. So that would be one that certainly will be on my list and many other lists mm-hmm. for starting this weekend.
Good.
So that's that.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're very welcome.